It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Last night, Guy Sebastian played live here in Griffith to a sold-out show.
The Regional Theatre.
The Griffith Regional Theatre. Now, it sold out actually like a month and a bit ago.
Yeah, ages ago. And we were the only ones that you could get tickets from.
Mm-hmm. And we gave away all those tickets. And we managed to kind of score ourselves some last night ourselves.
Yeah, some back of the bus type.
Now,
situation.
We did say before that we got our tickets a little late and that we're going to have to put seats up the back for us.
We got our tickets at about 5 o'clock. The show was starting at 7 and there was a bit of a miscommunication.
Yeah.
There were no tickets available for us.
Yeah, so they were going to put some stools up the back for us.
Yep.
Luckily, though, one lovely couple who was sitting next to us had two friends pull out.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
And so instead, we got like prime seats.
Also, it was the couple
right
sitting
in the
couple sitting next to you.
Yeah, yeah. They had two friends lined up that pulled out. Then they had two more friends that pulled out, and
well,
so they didn't have anyone.
If they're listening, do you know their names?
No.
If you're listening, thank you for funding our Tuesday evening.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
So it was a fantastic night, and we got to catch up with Guy Sebastian after the show.
Yes.
And now he had someone come on before him. You know how they have, what do they call them?
Opening acts.
Opening acts, yeah. And her name was
Fatai.
She was
incredible.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Can we quickly start by she started with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh my gosh, and it was so much better than you'd expect. When she first said Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, I was like, oh my gosh, what are we watching?
We've come to a comedy gig.
Yeah.
We've come 3 nights
early.
Yeah.
No, she was amazing.
She was.
And we asked Guy Sebastian about her.
We'll start by asking Fatai.
Yeah.
Where'd you find her?
She's amazing.
Well, I think the first time I ever saw her was on The Voice. So she was on The Voice like the very first one.
Okay.
And then she uploaded Chandelier, the cover, on YouTube.
Yeah.
To check out her YouTube. It's ridiculous. Like,
okay.
she's just a freak. So honestly.
Everyone knows Fatai.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fatai. It's just unbelievable. Like, she, I would say on a soul sort of gospel R&B level,
yeah,
there's no one comes close to her in this country.
She
like,
was
she's
amazing
a freak.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Now, tonight's show, how did you find the crowd tonight?
You did very well considering it was a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And the age range was probably 2 to 100.
Yeah,
there was the age range. Like, how did you get that kind of following?
I think Idol's probably responsible for that. Like, you know, it sort of draws in quite a broad audience. And I had a lot of older people as crazy loyal fans. Like, they're just so crazy in the good way. I mean, like, they're so loyal, and they will just follow everything I do and be at every gig and like ring up you guys and say, can you please play Guy's song? And but they're like some seriously true fans, and they're just there and they find this little community as well, and they all hang out together, and it's kind of cool. And then young kids, I don't know, maybe like my music, I've always thought the success to a great pop song is when little kids sing along and adults sing along as well, and it's an earworm that gets stuck in your head. And I don't know, it is quite a broad audience. And then I was on the X Factor, I guess, and so it's probably kids watching that and then they clicked onto my music. And I don't know, it's awesome. I love it.
When you're an Australian favorite, I think you cover all demographics.
My last single has I had the first ever explicit sticker on my
suit.
And it's not for even a word. And I didn't even know I would get it. Because it's a word I say all the time, but I didn't really know it was that
rude.
It's just a-hole. So,
oh, what?
Like, as in when someone's being an a-hole. Like, I understand it's a bit of a gross term, but I thought it's just something you say when someone's being
that's
an asshole.
PG.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I got an explicit thing.
I actually mentioned that to Sam tonight because Sam has been learning to filter himself on the radio.
Wait till you have
kids.
Look,
Guy's doing a you.
Wait till you have kids.
Now, we did go see the most amazing live performance last night by Guy Sebastian himself at the Griffith Regional Theatre. If you missed it, I'm sorry, because it was amazing.
It was a wave of emotions. Like, he's got such a range of songs.
I didn't realise how many songs were about his wife until last night.
Like,
not every song, but there were a lot of love songs that I was like, that's totally about your wife.
Yeah. And there was that beautiful one about his boys, his kids.
Oh my gosh. And he's like, I'm going to cry. I cry every time. That made me want to cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we did get to catch up with Guy after the show last night.
Yes.
And we were talking to him about his health and fitness.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're looking fit.
Oh, thanks.
I am a fan of Osher Ginsberg's podcast, which you
bro,
were on.
You should see Osher.
Yeah, oh, I know. Really? Because he's vegan, so he's just...
No. He's been training like a machine.
Really? Yeah. What for?
He's just training. Just he's training, yeah. Yeah. He's just like got on a health kick and he's been training and it is mind-blowing.
Okay.
Like, he is shredded.
Wow.
It's awesome. But
he's got it together, doesn't he?
Bro, like, seriously. Yeah, but I was on his podcast recently.
Yeah, so you were saying about your change in fitness and health. And that's kind of been like a massive turning point. Is it for your career or for your life or a bit of both?
Probably just for everything, just in general. I did a men's health cover last year, and so it was sort of like I've never been a get-your-top-off sort of bloke. And it was...
Fair enough.
So when I got asked to do the transformation for men's health, I was like, do I have to take my top off? And they were like, yeah, ideally. So it just gave me something to strive for, I guess. Like, I used to be pretty fit, like because I played a lot of AFL and a lot of cricket.
Yeah.
And then I became like a fat singer because I was just in the studio. I was in studios and eating whatever.
Obviously, you've been touring for a long time. Has your diet changed from previous tours? Where did you used to piss all the time?
Well, like, usually I'd go home now and I would eat because I'd get really hungry after a show, but had a pretty, like, healthy dinner before. And then, like, I'll get up and I'll train in the morning.
Oh,
and
wow.
When I did the men's health thing, dude, I trained every day for at least 3 months, like, without missing a day.
Are
not one day.
Are you still up to that level now?
Nah, I'd probably be 4 or 5 times. Okay, so maybe 4 times a week.
Still 4 or 5 times more than Claire and I, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to stay within, like, if someone said to me, I want you to be ripped.
Yeah.
Because I know that when I'm in that phase, like, all my injuries go and I'm like, because I've got pretty, from cricket and footy, I've got pretty bad hips and back. And so when I'm fit, it's good.
New music. You mentioned tonight there is new music coming out. Any idea when?
Yeah, there'll be a new single soon, I reckon. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've written it already and I've written, probably 8 or 9 songs that I really like and want to record. And it's probably been the fastest that I've been writing for years because I just feel like I'm writing music that's back to just what I do. You know, it's pretty organic and it's just sort of soul, R&B. And, but just, I don't know. Just feels like it's from the heart. So it's been really fun. I can't wait for people to hear these new songs.
And as you said, in between a couple of those songs, you talked about how you got those 8 or 9 out by doing not many more. Is it a lot? Is it often with artists, are they writing like tens and tens and even hundreds of songs before
my
they
last
really get
album? I probably wrote 60.
And what did it come down to?
Oh, like 12 something. Yeah. And I hated heaps of it. It was which is weird. Whereas now I've probably written 15 songs and I'm keeping 9 of them.
That's insane.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And so feel good.
Awesome. Cool.
The question about sober.
Yeah.
When you play that song in the hit office in Perth.
Yeah.
Did you? It was based on a Perth girl.
Yes, it was.
I'm not gonna ask.
She's got a boyfriend.
Still with that dude?
No. There was this one dude that would always ring her up, and she would always be like heartbroken. And I'm like, that's the definition of insanity. Like, you're expecting a different outcome, and you're doing the same thing. Like, he's a douchebag. This guy's like, he's just treats you awfully.
The main
and
thing is, he's off the radar.
He's gone. She's got this new dude. She's got a new job. Like, she's life's going good. Yeah, great bloke. Yeah.
I love how there was a pause there.
No, great fellow, yeah.
Well, we don't
like it's radio. We
about.
Don't know what you're doing with your head.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Awesome. Well, Guy, thank you so much. Can't wait for the new music.
Pleasure. Thanks, thank Matt, you, guys. Sure. See ya.
Fingers crossed we're able to get him on the show again when his new single does drop, by the sounds of it, later this year.
What a sweet man.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. He's such a family-orientated guy too, which I love.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He's so down to earth and he's achieved so much, so he deserves everything that he gets.
Yes. If you missed it last night, apologise.
Too bad.
Yeah, but new music is on the way. Can't wait.
I'm sure he'll be back in town, so make sure you get to his next show.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.